broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network. It's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Good morning. It is a beautiful Saturday, July 24th. This is the Golf Club around Hawaii and around the world. And we're brought to you by Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property for foot patrol, for building security, for shopping centers, for your community, your neighborhood, whether you need help. Or maybe you would like to join the Star Team. Call Star Protection. Moon Physical Therapy. Doctor recommended, insurance approved. Whether hurt, you got workman's comp, or you were in a motor vehicle accident, they're on ward across from a sports authority. We achieve results. Moon Physical Therapy. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds. Seriously, across the state, plumbing and air conditioning. Excellent service. This is expert knowledge, work, and product you can count on. Alakai Mechanical. Floors of Hawaii. It's the only company that recycles carpet in Hawaii, so go green. With Floors of Hawaii, a wide selection of carpet, tile, wood flooring, and, of course, licensed installers. Floors of Hawaii, flooring done right. The Computer Doctor. You know, whether you got a PC or a Mac, you got a desktop or laptop, your network's malfunctioning, goodness gracious, whatever your problem, you can either carry it all in, or maybe it'd be better if you had them come to you. Call the Computer Doctor. They're on Nimitz next to Eagle Cafe. The Computer Doctor is on call.
Yeah.
And we've got, of course, Hawaii Golf News and Travel and 808golf.com. So today on the show, Dr. Joe Parent, he is the author of Zen Golf. On Amazon for 8 years now, he's the number one author, is the number one book, golf book, at Amazon, okay? We've got the PGA Master Clubmaker David Butler, Miura featured dealer, Miura Irons. David Butler will be joining us. Ted Vickie, you know where he spent the 17th, he spent the entire U.S. British Open? On the 17th tee, we're going to kind of experience through Ted Vickie what it was like to be on the 17th tee for all 5 days. Windblown and harried. No. You know, after a while, it must get to you. But just having those guys, you know, you're right there. We're going to find out what they're really like. Maybe we don't want to know. Warren Tanoe. He's our first Aloha Team Classic Tournament Maui Flyaway winner, and he's going to be on the show, too, in just a couple of minutes. But first of all, ooh, it's a big day in golf. I will tell you how. Okay, let me just say. Okay, just Michelle Wee, she did okay. She's power ready, third round. Came back after that really unpleasant. Well, you know, there was a nine. There was a nine. Yeah, but she... She came back and had a 70 today at the RBC Canadian Open. The story right now, Carl Pedersen in the clubhouse shot a 60. Yeah, he followed his 71 and a 68 with a 60, a tournament total of 199. He's at the top of the leaderboard. 11 under. Of course, he won't be there long because the leaders are 10 under, and one of those leaders is from Hawaii, and his name is Dean Wilson, and he's going to get his card back. You go, boy, Dean. Okay, let's get Dr. Parent in here. Dr. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Danielle.
How are you?
I'm very good.
Good. The evil caddy's been haunting me. My mind is clouded. Yes, you know what happens in all things. It's not just golf that the evil caddy comes along.
Well, that's right. That's why I'm really a performance improvement consultant for business, for golf, for other sports, pretty much anything, any endeavor in life. That's
exactly
what golf is really about.
No, what would you say to a person who walked in and said, you know, I just experienced the Open Championship final round and I completely blew it. I was like in the woods. I was late for my tee time. I couldn't catch up. I was always behind. What would you say to a person who was having that kind of a nightmare?
Well, first of all, I want to find out, did you hit any good shots at all? And start building on something positive. But what usually happens is if you're playing that well to be in contention in a tournament, you don't forget how to swing a golf club overnight. There's mental interference. And my job is helping people get out of their own way and get the most out of their game every time they play.
So what you're saying is, in other words, from what I understand, is we block ourselves from our best performance?
That is exactly right.
And how do we...
it's not a matter of, deciding, I don't think I'm up to this, I'm not going to play well today. It's trying, but sometimes it's trying too hard. And getting in our own way that way and not trusting the ability that we have. So, when someone has a disaster like that, I got called to do an interview for a magazine article about dealing with devastating defeats, like Phil Mickelson blowing the U.S. Open on the last hole at Wingfoot that year.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do? Well, you say, let's not waste that situation. Let's learn from it. Okay, what did you do that got in your way? That and for him it was bad decision making. And what did you do that got in your own way? And what do we need to do so that when you get in that situation the next time, you'll do something different?
I got to ask you this. Dr. Joe, you're watching television, you're watching Phil Mickelson, let's say, or any one of the people that you have. I know Christy Kerr gives you a lot of credit for helping her master her mental game and performing so well. I'm reading, I'm just about finished with Swinging from My Heels with Christina Kim talking about you in her book. So a lot of people go to you. So you're watching television, you've just had a series of sessions with this person, and you're watching them do exactly what, making bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And what are you saying to the television set when you're watching that person that you've been advising?
No, 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 don't do that. What are you thinking? I think that's definitely going to at least be a chapter, maybe a section, and maybe the title of my next book, What Were You Thinking?
I like that. That's a very, because I can only imagine what it would be like to have, like, a series of 10 sessions with a player, and then they think, okay, I've got it, and they come back to you and they say, this is really working. I'm really, and then they get into competition and the adrenaline and all of that stuff that comes in competition comes out, and all of a sudden you revert right back to what you were.
But, I think that a lot of the training that I do is training for competition. And what I see more often than not is someone who gets it, puts it to use, has a lot of success with it, and then sort of takes it for granted. And later on, they find themselves playing in their old style, and they go, what happened? Where did it go? I thought I had it. And that's the, that's the misunderstanding that people have. They have an epiphany. They have this aha experience, and they say, "I get it." And the way that they've been getting in their own way drops away, and they play some of the best golf they've ever played. I get a lot of emails saying, "Hey, I read your book, Zen Golf, or I read Zen Putting, and I just had my best round ever." And then later on, they don't use the same tools. They fall back into old habits because. We do. Golfers have tendencies, even if you make a swing correction, over time you can fall back into your old swing because it was grooved so deeply since childhood. And so you really need to keep working on the principles of the mental game, working with your breathing, working with your visualization or imaging, working with your routine to make it real, not just going through the motions, and practicing that. Because if you don't, you will fall back into the old tendencies.
So you it has to become second nature. It has to become you.
Even more than that, you have to keep it maintained. It's like working out physically to get in shape. So let's say you have a 3-month workout program, and then you get in shape and you go, great, I'm in shape now.
Oh, yeah.
What if you stop working out? What happens if you stop working out?
Oh, there goes a muscle.
You don't stay in shape.
Oh, they're flabby now.
And we have mental muscles, too, and we have to keep them in shape.
Yeah, that makes absolute sense. And Tom Watson was talking about, you know, you talk about blowing it at the end. You know, he's probably the most current, leading it. He could have won the British Open, the Open last year, right? And he just lost the putt, just lost it. And he talked about it. I asked him about it. I said, you know, how long did it take for you to get over that?
Oh, he's not over it yet.
Well, he actually told me that about 24 hours he stewed on it, didn't get much sleep.
Right.
But his caddy, who passed away from Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, right, said, move on.
That's right.
And those words came back to him, you know, in his mind. You heard him say, just move on.
That's great. You know, I was over in Scotland and poked in and listened into the interview with Tom Watson.
Uh-huh.
And they were asking about the Open Championship last year. And, you know, he said, you know, that's something that, yeah, I'm over it as far as any particular thing, but as far as the feeling of loss, well, you know, he said, I hate to lose. And that's part of what makes a great champion like him.
Ah,
so, you know,
that part, yes.
So from that point of view, he hasn't really gotten over it because he never will, because he uses it like bulletin board material. You know, okay, that's not going to happen to me again.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And that's another thing that great players, if something goes wrong, they do not say, oh, what's wrong with me? They say, okay, I'm going to learn from that, and I'm not going to let that happen to me again.
Exactly what he said. What did I do wrong? And I'm not going to do that again.
Yep.
That's exactly what he said afterwards. You know, that's perfect. We're going to take a break, come right back. We're talking with Dr. Joe Parent, Zen Golf, right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot.
Oh, man, can't be too happy about that one. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Well, at the RBC Canadian Open, the story right now is Carl Patterson in the clubhouse with a 60 following his 71-68 for a tournament total 199 after three rounds. Sits at the top of the leaderboard just this morning. He's 11 under. The leaders, 10 under after two rounds. They're Dean Wilson from Hawaii and South Africa's Tim Clark. Wilson has two rounds of 65, one bogey, 11 birdies on the European Tour. K.J. Choi shares the lead with Richard Johnson at the Nordea Scandinavian Masters. Louis Oosthuizen, our British Open champ, is in third. We also want to take a look at the leaderboard of the European Tour, the Senior Open. And this is where Tom Watson, when he lost last year, wasn't sure if he was actually going to play in it. He was scheduled to, but he said, yeah, but he went and did it. After getting over it, move on. And so we're talking with Dr. Joe Parent. Christy Kerr's record-breaking victory by 12 strokes in the LPGA Championship moved her to the top of the Rolex World Rankings, the first American to hold the top spot since the Rolex World Rankings was created. And she credited her work with Dr. Joe Parent, the author of Zen Golf, for the attitude. Now, the Golf Channel commentator Judy Rankin talked about Christy's relationship with Dr. Joe, saying he has helped her find a calmness on the golf course in the last couple of years. He plays a significant part in her day-to-day talk-through process. What does she mean by that, talk-through process?
Well, Danielle, the process is preparing for a tournament. And the most important thing in preparing for a tournament, and this is something that Jack Nicklaus said, by the way, congratulations to Jack and Barbara. Yesterday was their 50th wedding anniversary. They're people that are very dear to me, and I just want to get that in there and express the appreciation, the number one couple in golf. But what we talked about was peace of mind, and that comes from a regular routine and trusting your plan, you know, your game plan. So what we do is we have the game plan, and the thing that's been most important lately is not just doing skills practice in the practice round, but playing a practice round with performance practice, and that is playing it the way you're going to perform, doing your full routine, playing the shots, and kind of doing a rehearsal of what it's really going to be like experiencing it during the tournament. And that's the talk-through process that we do, talking about what the game plan is, what we need to do to focus on the right goals. And the right goals are performance goals, not outcome goals. Committing to the shot, executing, trusting the swing. How many times do you do that?
And so, in other words,
reflecting your score.
Was that a good shot, but it just didn't happen to land because of the lie of the ground? It just bounced wrong. It was a clean, I connected well. It just, so
exactly.
Performance versus outcome, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. You executed the shot the way you intended. And in fact, sometimes, you know, we're not robots. We don't make perfect swings every time. So even if a swing is a little off, what we really want to say is, whether I made the best swing or not, did I really commit to the shot that I was intending and the shot I was playing? And what Christy said during that tournament was, you know, I can live with a loose swing or two, but you really can't win at this level unless you don't make mental mistakes.
And a mental mistake would be doubting yourself?
Well, let's say you're set up to play a little draw, and at the last second, you decide, you know, I want to make sure this turns.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, I'm going to give it a little help, and you give it a little extra flick with your wrists as you go through.
Right as you're going through, you swing.
Right,
yeah.
As you go, and the ball goes,
whoo!
So at
okay.
The last minute, if you have second thoughts or you don't completely trust making an ordinary swing, then you get in there and you manipulate. Or let's say at the last second you say, well, you know, I really need to protect against going right. Boom, and you pull it off to the left. I was with David Toms at the U.S. Open, and he was reflecting on an experience that he had with me that I didn't even remember, but it was about 6 years ago at a tournament in a pro-am, and he said, I'll never forget you. You know, you telling my pro-am partner, the caddy said, watch out for that, you know, we got to stay away from the lake over there on the right. And the guy hooked his ball out of bounds into the houses on the left. Okay. And I said, nice shot. And he said, what do you mean? I said, well, you did an excellent job of avoiding the lake on the right. You know, you didn't just miss it by a little. You missed it by about 200 yards.
He stayed way away from it.
Really good job. And so he was still laughing after all this time thinking about
good that. Thing he could laugh. You know, I mean.
Well, no, that was David laughing about his amateur partner. He wouldn't have been laughing if it was his own.
There you go. But he should have been. He should be able to. You know, we should.
Yeah,
I think.
And he actually does. He's got a great sense of humor. And I said the same thing to him, you know, and he would pull a shot. I said, good job of not hitting it to the right. Or if he'd push one, I'd say, good job of not hooking that one.
Yeah. And I think what one of the things that comes out of your book is that, you know, get into the fun of it. Get into enjoy it.
Well, you know, that really, I was talking with a college player who was struggling, and she was feeling like there was pressure from her parents, there was pressure from the coach, you know, all these things. And I said, are you having fun out there? And she said, not really, and it's because I'm not playing well. And I said, I think you have it backwards. People think if only I'd play better, I'd enjoy it more. But it's actually it's the other way around. If you'd enjoy it more, you'd play better.
That's so good. That is perfect. Because when you're having fun, when you're having fun, it comes out. You know, things just flow. You don't think. You're just doing. You're just in the moment. You're just. And it sounds so simplistic to say that. You know, it's just.
I really see golfers, especially ones who are low handicappers, but it happens at every level. If you feel okay about your game and you're having fun out there and you hit a loose shot, you go, you know, that's one bad shot, no big deal. I'm feeling it today. But if you're not, and you're struggling a little bit, and you've pieced a few good shots together, and you hit one bad one, you go, oh no,
yes.
Now it's all going to fall apart. It's exactly the same shot. But if you've been playing well, you take it in stride, and if you've been playing poorly, you take it as an omen of doom.
Yeah,
but it's exactly the same shot. So it's really, how are you going to take it? Are you going to take it as, oh, I know what happened there. Okay, so I got to pay a little more attention in my next routine. Or, oh, my God, my swing's gone. What am I going to do? You know, the latter is really not fun to play golf that way.
And again, you know, here we are with you cannot control the outcome. You can only control your response to the result. So
that's right. You know, think of your... You and the golf ball as a relay team, a two-person relay team, and you're running the first leg. What can you do to help the team win? You can run your lap the best you can, and then make a good handoff. Now, if you're looking at the finish line while you're trying to hand off the baton, not so good. In the same way, what you can do is make a good swing and transfer energy to the ball, that's your handoff, the best you can. If you're worried about how it's going to turn out at the end, then you don't make as good a handoff.
Yes.
So all you can do is just get it started on its way. And now, if you're in a relay race, after you've handed off the baton, what can you do to affect the outcome? You can cheer. That's about all. So after the ball's on its way, root for it and cheer.
Go ball!
Go ball!
In
go
the
go.
Hole! Boy, do I hate hearing that on television. There's one guy who follows certain players around the world and says in the hole every time. It's got to be the same guy because it sounds like the same voice. So you, in your book, Golf, Mastering the Mental Game, for those people who like are, you know, they don't have time to sit down and read a book, I understand you have an audio version.
I have three books out. One is Zen Golf, Mastering the Mental Game. The second is Zen Putting, Mastering the Mental Game on the Greens. And a third one called Golf, the Art of the Mental Game, which is 100 tips plus 100 beautiful old-style drawings.
Oh, I like that.
It's really an art book as well as an instruction book. But for all three, I have recorded the books myself, read them, so you know that what I'm conveying in the meaning is what I really intend. And you can get them in CD form, and you can also get them as downloads online from Audible or iTunes or any services like that. And then I have a set of DVDs that express some of the concepts as well.
Okay.
A lot of things. People can find that at, just go to zengolf.com, and you'll see all the different things that we have to offer to help people enjoy the game more. And you might even play better on the way, too.
No, I believe that. I absolutely believe that. I think joining us right now is the gentleman who has just won. He's definitely going to be playing better if he gets a chance to go. I'm not sure if he's going or if he's, because he may not have time. He's going to give it to a friend. Lucky person gets to go to the Aloha Team Classic tournament on Maui. And he'll be there for the opening and closing ceremonies. If he chooses to sign up for the Aloha Team Classic to raise money for the Maui charities, that's completely up to him. But he gets to stay for 5 nights, regardless, at the Outrigger Napiti Shores. He gets to cruise around Maui in an Avis rent-a-car. He'll fly on Go Mokulele back and forth from Oahu to Maui. Yeah, just like that. And he'll be playing on a Pali golf course. So he'll be joining us. Warren Tanoi, are you there?
Yes, I am. Aloha.
Aloha. Don't you feel better now that you've listened to Dr. Joe Perrin talk about, you know, Zen golf?
Yeah, I feel much better.
Yeah.
Now that I'm going to be getting back into golfing.
Yeah, you're going to
Good luck on your at your event. Have a great time.
And he hasn't been golfing in a while, and he's you know, a little nervous about getting back out. But
well, actually, you know, you have a good situation. You can go with low expectations. And if you don't have a lot of expectations, well, you won't get in your way as much and just have a good time.
That's the most important thing.
There you
Let
go.
Your intuitive mind take over and forget about that thinking part of you, right?
Right. That's the idea.
That's the idea. Love it. Dr. Joe Perrin, it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Danielle.
Absolutely.
Everybody out there, have a great, great time, and aloha.
Aloha. We'll be back. Talk to Warren Tanoi about his trip to Maui right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
You know, for all of you who think that it's always a fabulously warm day in Hawaii, nay, the first all-ages junior tour series in 2010 season was held in July, okay? It was held on the 22nd of July at Waimea Country Club on the island of Hawaii. The conditions, less than perfect. The temperature dropped into the low 60s. By the way, for us, that's like freezing. And the rain blew sideways, always a difficult thing to have to golf into. A beautiful mountain course, though. It is a gorgeous course, the Waimea Country Club. 27 golfers competed in their first round, and Hilo's own Tasei Negishi had a 1-under-71 from the 5,577-yard forward tees. He leads the boys 11-12 age division by 3 shots over Trevor Hirata, also from Hilo. Excellent job, guys. Just those conditions, you know. By the way, if you'd like to play at Volcano, where it was 50 degrees at 6 o'clock this morning, there's a 10:18, an 11 o'clock, and an 11:42. Makale, Kalapahui, heading out. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 9:40, a 10:56. Kiahuna, the men's club is going out, and Puka de Cooler. Love Puka de Cooler. They still got that cooler. There's a 9:56 and a 10:38 if you'd like to play there. Coral Creek has an 8:04. The Richardson Group is going out. There's an 11:16. And at Ko'olina, the Alamakana Golf Club is going. And if you'd like to play at Luana Hills, there's a 9 o'clock and a 10:30. Oh, Woody Page and the ESPN Party. They're playing at Makena on Maui. If you're there, you can play at 11:20. And 12:08, and may you all just hit that sweet spot every time. So, we've got, once again, an opportunity to fly away to Maui. But first, let's talk to our first winner, Warren Tanoe. Congratulations! You're going to Maui.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Are you going to take the trip?
No, unfortunately, I won't be here. We really wanted to go, but I try to work around it. Couldn't, so I talked to a good buddy of mine.
You figured out who gets the trip?
Yeah, I have.
Do you want to tell everybody?
Yeah, well, I'm going to give it to the buddies of mine, Ronald Matsuda.
Ronald! Yay, Ronald, you're so lucky. You're going to go to Maui. Wow, you know, this is so much fun. Just the idea of spending 5 nights at the Napili Shores and having a car for 6 days, you know. I mean, there's no stress. You're flying over on Gomokulele back and forth. And he's going to play around at Ka'anapali and have the opening and closing ceremonies of the Aloha Team Classic Tournament with the LPGA players there. And if he wants, he can sign up and play in the tournament. He may just do that after going to the opening party.
Yeah, he might.
Who knows? Who knows? Have you ever won before on the radio?
Never before.
Oh, my God.
I've tried calling in before. Never got in. And this is the first time I ever did. I was shocked when I got in.
Not only did you qualify, then your name got pulled from the qualifiers. But you don't get to... You're going to have to win again. You're going to have to try again.
Because I'm going to have to try again and keep trying now. I'm motivated.
Now you're motivated. Now you know it's possible. It is possible to win.
Yeah, it is.
Warren Tanoe, thank you so much for being on the show, and thanks for you know, having the faith and playing the game, and I'm looking forward to you winning and being able to use your prize. But it's such a big heart that you're giving it to your friend. That is so cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Danielle.
You're welcome. And let's get our first qualifier, because we're starting all over again. Yes, indeed, the Aloha Team Classic Tournament, fly away to Maui in October. You've got to be ready to fly, or you've got to find a friend who can do it. It's transferable totally. 5 nights at the Napili Shores, Outrigger Napili Shores, Gomokulele. You'll be traveling in a Hertz rent-a-car, and you'll be playing golf at Ka'anapali, and you'll go to the opening ceremonies of the Aloha Team Classic, and you'll have a discount coupon if you decide to sign up. It's $1,400 to play in the Aloha Team Classic, but it's not just one course. You play the Plantation course, you play the Bay course at Kapalua, and then you go and play Ka'anapali, and they have a whole bunch of festivities, including the LPGA players who are there to give you clinics and to play during the tournament and have fun. So it's just a lot of fun. And it raises money for the Maui Youth Charities, all part of the Aloha Team Classic. So that's excellent. And if you would be the 18th caller, that would be excellent, because then you'll be the first qualifier, and your name could get pulled right out of that. And you know what? If you're on the mainland, if you're around the world, all you have to do is get to Oahu, and then we'll take care of everything else. Yeah, anybody call. You don't have to live in Hawaii to qualify for this. You just call in. The number, 808-296-5467, 808-296-5467. So while we get our winner, we've got David Butler. He is a master club maker with Miura. He's also known as Dr. Grip, and he's the featured Miura. He's the dealer, the featured dealer from Miura Irons. Are you with us, David? Good morning, David Butler. Okay, maybe we don't have him yet. He's there, but we can't hear him. Okay, we'll try to give him a call. In the meantime, of course, there's so much to talk about in the world of golf. First of all, one of the most beautiful and certainly the richest event on the LPGA Tour, the richest purse, is underway. The Evian Masters in the French Alps. Michelle Wee had a 9 on one hole yesterday. She dropped out of the top 10 to a tie for 43rd with, among many others, Paula Creamer. She came back today, shot a 70, because, of course, in Europe it's about 6 o'clock in the evening, 6 or 7, 6:30. So they're done for the day in France. The girls are probably getting ready to go out for a little party time after the third round. The leader, Morgan Pressel, she followed her 72 with a 67. We've got one more round tomorrow, so tied for second right now is G.I. Shin and Zhong Zhang. Tied for fourth, Brittany Lincecum and Alexis Thompson. And in the lead, Morgan Pressel. Maria Uribe enjoyed a hole-in-one today and shot a 67. Congratulations. Yesterday's leader shot a 74 after her 68 and 67 dropped to a tie for sixth. Amika Ayasato. And so we've got all these great players over in France at the RBC Canadian Open. The story right now is Carl Pederson with that 60. Amazing. You know, he's a clubhouse leader, but he's finished the third round and he's only 11 under. And the leaders, including Dean Wilson, of course, are 10 under. Hawaii's Dean Wilson and South Africa's Tim Clark should be teeing off shortly. Also finished for the day, or just about, they're on the 16th hole, it looks like. Bernard Langer in the lead, very nicely, too, over Corey Pavin. The reason I say that is I like Corey. Corey's a great guy. It's just that I've talked to Bernard Langer, and he's a great guy. You know, dad, got a bunch of daughters, grew up working on a golf course and what have you, you know, as a kid, bicycling there, and just a really nice man. Fred Funk tied for third with J. Don Blake and Russ Cochran and Jay Haas and Larry Mize and Ian Woosnam. So it's like really tight at the top of the leaderboard. But the two players still coming in are Bernard Langer and Corey Pavin. And they're on the 16th. The rest are finished for the day in beautiful Scotland. I believe they're playing in Scotland. We're going to be talking with Ted Vickie coming up shortly. Ted Vickie, of course, stayed at the 17th tee. You may know him from being on the show talking about fitness. My Fitness Caddy is his blog site, and he writes about it. He was the fitness guy for the Bush and Clinton, administrations. Dad, Clinton, and son, Bush. And Dave Butler's on. Excellent. Excellent news. Mr. Butler is on. We're going to take a... boom, boom. I think, Mr. Butler, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Coming in loud and clear.
Well, wonderful. Who are you?
Excellent. And you are in what part of the West Coast?
I'm in a little city called Half Moon Bay, about 40 miles south of San Francisco, right on the ocean.
Wow. It sounds absolutely beautiful.
And right now, I've got a person in here that's trying on a set of clubs, and you hear that banging in the background.
Yeah.
That's, If that's bothering you, we can stop.
No, no, no.
Have that's okay?
Oh, yeah, no, no. Guys love to do that.
Okay, okay.
He's swinging into a net or something?
Yeah, you see, I've got the track man, and I've got it projected into a screen.
A screen, hitting into the screen. Oh, I understand.
So she hits into the screen, and it tells her how far it's going and the angle of descent and everything else.
Yeah, part of the fun is the sound of that.
Okay, well, you got it.
You know, I wanted to do a little bit of background on you because you're a fascinating person. I mean, you worked on airplane engines and you worked for the Chrysler Corporation and you had nuclear reactors. You flew tell us a little bit about what is it? AA Fuel National Drag Racing Champion.
Yes.
Who are you?
I'm just a guy, a hands-on guy. I was a national drag racing champion in 1959. And until I met a guy who conquered the world, Don Gartlett. And then I went to school at Ohio State and played football for Woody Hayes and also met Jack Nicklaus, and he got me interested in golf. And then my real-time job, I was a chief engineer with Chrysler Corporation in Europe.
Wow.
And I didn't work on airplane engines. I worked on automotive engines.
Okay.
And then as a matter of fact, I still do. I have a 1956 Ford pickup truck where I just put a Hemi engine in.
Wow.
So I'm kind of a hands-on guy thinking out of the box a little bit.
Yeah, but did you worked on the first prototype nuclear reactor in the United States?
I did. When I was going to Ohio State.
Yeah.
There was a company across the Scioto by the name of Battelle Memorial Institute. And Battelle was a research organization, and they were commissioned by the government to build a prototype nuclear reactor, and I got involved in the construction and it putting the first cal rods in there.
Wow. Well, you're just amazing to me. I mean, this is just, you know, it just shows what you can do all these things in life. And here you are, a master club maker now.
Uh-huh.
You took your passion for golf and turned it into this amazing business. And you only sell Miura product. And we're going to talk about this special Miura product from Japan, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break real quick so we have lots of time to talk with you and not get interrupted by commercials.
Okay.
Before we do that, we want to say that Don Glatt, he says he's eligible. Don Glatt has been listening to this show. You know, we've been doing the show for 12 years. He's been listening for a long time. Don Glatt is a frequent winner, but he knows that he can't win, you know, like the golf balls that we give away, he can't win one only every 6 months. So people keep track of just, you know, how often they've won. And so now he's a qualifier for the trip to Maui, five nights at the Outrigger Kiahuna, Outrigger, Napili Shores, the Outrigger Napili Shores. Outrigger has a lot of beautiful properties on Maui.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we'll take a break. But, Don, congratulations to you, and you're in the hat. We'll be pulling that winner out soon. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's aqua therapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families. for your sacrifice for our country.
And that ball that you're hitting, that Trophy 1, doesn't go very far anyway.
Or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our service men and women.
The tailor-made
from each shore, across the Pacific and around the world. You help keep America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us,
it's a softer ball,
we
cover.
Salute you. Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot.
The other ones we should try is
for your
the,
business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We're talking with David Butler. David is a master clubmaker. He's a special group of guys who's gone through a lot of training. And how do you become a master clubmaker?
Well, there is a lot of training and an awful lot of energy that goes into this. I just don't glue and set a shaft into a golf club. As I search out the better epoxies, right now I use epoxies that from Nassau that hold the heat shields on the space shuttles.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I've come up with a gadget. That I can calculate the club head, the shaft droop, and that angle, and the angle of the head leaving the shaft at impact, and preset the golf shaft to those angles for your swing. So when you swing the club, the shaft knows, hey, this guy's going to do this to it, and the balls are very, very straight.
So you really tweak the club to the person's, the way they set up to the ball, the way they hold the club, the way the loft and lie.
Everything, yes.
I understand your club fitting takes something like 5 hours?
It could, yes. I'm not in a hurry, and we don't stop until either the fittee collapses or the fitter leaves.
I like that. And so then the fittee can go over and take those clubs the next day and see if the fitter has done everything right and then come back to you and say, you know, this doesn't feel quite right when I actually play on a golf course.
Uh-huh.
And then you'll work with them some more?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. The lady I'm working with right now, in fact, she has, we were just talking about, she has a... rather long swing, very flat swing, and all the clubs that I just made her a set, and they turn out I'm going to have to go upright with them. Now, when she takes lessons and she starts swinging on a different plane, then she comes back and sees me, and I just tweak the lie angles again.
Wow!
But right now the arrows are all right for that Indian. But if you know what I mean.
Yes, I do know what you mean. I mean, there's the bow and arrows, and you've got the person that's going to be using them has to. It's all specialized.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're all fit for her. She's hitting right now. She's hitting balls further than she's hit before, and and they're straight, and that's the big thing. And when she comes back, I can also take a look at the attack angle. I can take a look at if the club's open or closed at impact.
Wow.
And do you hear her pounding away in the background there?
Oh, no, we hear her pounding away in the
background. Okay.
We're impressed. That's why I said keep the sound coming. That's fine.
Okay.
One of the things that everybody loves to hear.
Okay.
Now, you use True Temper's computerized shaft lab.
I do.
What is special about that?
Well, with that, I can tell where the person releases the golf club. Head. When you start your downswing, you release it very early, or you hold that right angle and your left arm and the club all the way down to the impact. And those are two different release points, and require two different flexes and two different tipped shafts. So I can read that and figure out, you know, what tip we had to put in the shaft and what shaft we had to use.
Wow.
And so, and I went to True Temper with us, and the engineers that wrote this program, we rewrote it a little bit, and I had some input in it.
Because, of course, you're a tinkerer, and you're a hands-on kind of guy.
You're right on both accounts.
Well, you have to be with all the things that you've done. I mean, you know so much. You're using epoxies that the space shuttle uses to keep the heat shields in place.
Uh-huh.
Right? I mean, for somebody like you, you would obviously have some. So this is the club, how it flexes, how it twists, droops, kicks. You
got it.
Like all of that stuff.
Yes.
Wow.
And if you think about it, Daniel, the club head shaft is the only dynamic thing in that whole club. The grip doesn't move, the head doesn't move, the shaft is the only thing that has a life, and it bends and droops and twists like you mentioned.
Right. And what if you look at a photograph carefully,
mm-hmm,
of a golfer taken by like Getty Images or AP or whoever is on the course, and you look at the shaft, the backswing,
mm-hmm,
and you see the bend.
Yeah.
Morgan Pressel, I was looking at her shaft.
There you go, yes. Mm-hmm.
There is a bend in her shaft when she's in her backswing before she comes down that is just amazing.
Yep.
The fact that she can come back and be square at impact,
mm-hmm,
all of that has to do with the way you fit, and these women and the men are fit for their clubs, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, Morgan Pressel, when she swings a club, the club is actually at impact 3/8 of an inch shorter than it is in its static position.
Excuse me?
Yes. Yes. It droops 3/8 of an inch. I'm talking about her driver.
Yeah.
So it's bending. The head is bending down because of centrifugal force, that tangent, and also the gravity.
Wow.
It brings the club head down flat. The worst thing you can do is stand behind somebody and say, "Geez, your clubs are too upright because the head is off the mat or whatever." And that's not true, because that shaft will droop at impact and brings that down square. So it's a change in paradigm.
You can see this actually happening when you use the device that you have?
I can see it in two ways. I can see it with a shaft lab, and also I have a real fast camera, and I can actually see it.
Wow, that's really something. I was over. We have the Aloha Golf Center here on Ko'apaka,
mm-hmm,
and I had a putter fitting,
mm-hmm,
and I could see how the head of my putter came through. And I was just amazed.
Mm-hmm.
And how slow, what they can do now, what you can do with photography. It's,
yeah,
amazing how you can track all of these things and see these things. It really makes it, for the golfer, it becomes much more real in the mind's eye. The brain takes that information and is able to then let the body know. It's really cool.
yes, it is. And what you can't see with your eye is that when you putt, that ball actually skids. It doesn't come up running. It actually skids, and even has a reverse RPM, or a portion of reverse RPM, before it comes out of the track and gets up and rolls on the grass.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We're watching that. Uh-huh.
It'll skid about 17% of the putt.
Wow.
So,
God, it's just amazing. Now, listen, Miura, you only use Miura. Why?
Yes, yes.
Why? Why, why?
Why?
Yeah.
I actually designed my own set of forgings about 5 years ago. I forged 500 sets, and I didn't want to go through all of it again. I have about 30 sets left. And so I was looking around I only had one brain. I had a cavity back. And a lot of people are asking me, you know, for forgings, for blades.
Blades.
And
blades.
I didn't have those. So I hunkered up with Bill Hodawati, Vice President of Muir up in Canada, and he made me a dealer. And
okay.
And that's how I got connected with them, because Mira does forgings for a lot of the PGA, LPGA players right now. They send their dies over to Mira. He forges their irons, and they come back, and then they finish them off. And another reason I really like the Mira is that most companies that do their own forgings is they machine the grooves into the surface of the club, and machining creates a whole lot of heat, and so it's a temperate zone around those grooves, and it can cause, you know, real problems. So Mira heats the forging up, and then they actually forge the grooves into the club at that same temperature. So that's a much better process.
You're not, because when every time you heat it up, you take away from the strength of the metal. Is that it?
Well, yeah, it kind of relaxes. But if you're forging it, though, what you want to do is a forging. It takes the carbon molecules of the metal, and it keeps condensing them and condensing them and condensing them to where there's not much carbon left. A carbon is a void spot in the forging itself. So you want to get away from that, and Mura's process does that, or pretty much better than any other forge club in the world.
Fascinating. What you're saying, the void spot is like, that would be like an air place, you know, where a vacant place within the club head.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And to demonstrate that, if you drop a golf ball on a rug, or drop it on a piece of concrete, well, the rebound factor is much higher than concrete. That's kind of like a casting or a void spot, and dropping it on the carpet or dropping it on concrete was like a forging. I mean, that's exaggerated, but that's at real high speeds, when the ball speed coming off the head is 180 miles an hour, the ball knows.
The ball knows. See, that's why we talk to it, because it really does know.
The ball knows it doesn't stay on their head too long.
Oh, this is, you're a real hoot to talk to. This is great.
I like it.
Yeah, this is fun. So you like charge an arm and a leg? What are your price? If somebody happened to be in Half Moon Bay right now, wanted to come over, you started in a garage. You started in your garage, and you had to expand.
Yeah, I actually when I retired, I was in aerospace at the time. My wife said, "You go find something to do. I'm not going to have lunch every day with you." So I found my fourth career, and I wanted to play golf, so I went over the hill to get my clubs regripped, and there was a for sale, or not for sale, for help sign in this golf store, Nevada Bob's, and so I took the job at, I don't know, $5.95 an hour or something like that, and what I wanted to hear was just, you know, what people were asking and the answers I got back. Well, I was kind of amazed. So then I started. I left there, and then I started selling grips on a driving range. I had my station wagon, and I'd back up, and I had grips for sale here, and they'd come over, and I'd grip them, and then that got pretty busy.
John Daly of gripping.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got the nickname Dr. Grip. That's my hand,
from.
Dr. Grip.
Yeah, okay. Okay, and then so after the station wagon.
Yeah, then after the station wagon, I snuck back into the garage, and my wife said, you get out of here. So then I rented a shop downtown Half Moon Bay, and I outgrew that. And then I went back to the driving range, and I rented an old trailer. It's an old 50 feet by 10 foot trailer.
Yeah.
And it's right on the ocean, and I put a tent up there to to be able to use my launch monitor stuff in this tent, and I'd keep coming back, and my tent would be up in trees and stuff, and so that wasn't too good. And so then I moved to another building, and then I moved to where I'm at now, and this is in a mall in Princeton by the Sea, which is right on the ocean. And I've got a fitting studio here. And my other space is I work on my truck or I build golf clubs.
Wow.
For my customers.
Yeah, yeah. So what does it cost to be fitted by you?
I'm expensive. I $3,000 for a set of irons, and that's three iron through a lob wedge with Muras and with the very best shafts.
Excellent. So, but you provide all the, you know, that $3,000 is not just you; it's the stuff that comes with it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yep. So you walk out of the shop with your set of clubs completely fitted and ready to go, custom made for the person who's going to be using them. And then if my swing changes because I've been going to an instructor and he's helped me get a little bit better, then I can come back and you can tweak them and make them work again.
Yes, make them work again, and once you're a customer of mine, you're part of my family, and I call them all little grippers. And
say that again.
All my customers are my little grippers.
Little grippers.
Yeah.
My little grippers.
Yep.
I like that.
I'm Dr. Grip, and I got little grippers. And from now on, the grips are free, the lie angle adjustments are free, and anytime you stop by, the coffee's always on.
That's fabulous. David Butler,
and it's more of a friendship that I'm trying to develop here than it is just trying to sell golf clubs.
Well,
as a matter of fact, I actually interview my clients, and if I don't have a good feeling with them, I tell them to go to Golfsmith.
I love it.
Or wherever.
You're just I love talking to you.
Thank you.
A real pleasure to have on the show. See, I wanted to take that break. I know it was inconvenient to have to wait, but. You know, my sponsors, they're the reason I get to do this show.
Uh-huh.
Because I have to get my own airtime, so without them, we wouldn't have the golf club at all.
Well, I'm glad I was able to help you.
Yeah. So you just provided us with all this fabulous information, and anybody in California right now, or going to California, you can find David Butler in Half Moon Bay. He's a PGA Master Club Fitter, and Miura has he has named you. I can't remember what they call you now.
Worldwide Fitter of the Month.
Worldwide Fitter of the Month. That's it. Yes, worldwide, and you can find David by clicking on the Find Dealer link at the top of the Miura Golf homepage. So to go Miura Golf homepage and then Find Dealer. And you'll find him. He's in the San Francisco area, Half Moon Bay. His facilities are in the Princeton by the Sea. Yes?
That's correct, yes. Yeah.
Fabulous. You're a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for being on the golf club.
You have a second for one more story?
Oh, absolutely. I need to do the ID, okay?
Patient
ID.
Just, okay.
Just hold that thought, okay?
Okay.
KPOA Hilo, KHUI, Honolulu, the Jewel. KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. Those are all the radio stations that you are on right now, Mr. Butler. Plus, of course, you're online at radiogolfclub.com. There you go. Now, tell us the story.
Well, Mira made me the club fitter of the month, and I've got to tell you how I got that. They had it all narrowed down to two names in the hat, okay, and they drew my name. The other name in the hat was 6 7/8.
6 7/8.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I lucked out.
Oh.
Hey, Danielle, it's been really nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, and I hope that you would accept me as one of your little grippers.
My little grippers. You come on over here. I got a grip for you.
Okay. I got a little gripper. Thank you so much.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay, bye-bye. We're going to be talking with Ted Vicky after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results. Summer is coming. Whether you're in an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from design to installation to preventative maintenance of your AC system so that it operates more efficiently. Alakai's world-class technicians use only quality components to keep you cool. Protect your investment. From window units to chiller plants across Hawaii, call Alakai Mechanical. Keeping Hawaii cool. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We had some great golf going on at the Ka'anapali Pro Championship. Wade Nishimoto and Ron Castillo Jr. shot 6 under 65 on the Royal Ka'anapali course. 2-day total, 12 under, winning the two-person, the Pro Better Ball Tournament, and it all came down to the final two holes. The trade winds were light, so there were a lot of birdie opportunities because the Royal course, of course, is designed to be played with the trades blowing, right? It was a birdie on number 17 that put Nishimoto and Castillo in the hunt for the trophy. They were one stroke ahead of the first-round leaders, Ben Hongo and Kevin Shimomura, but still a stroke behind Andrew Feldman and Larry Stubblefield. Formidable team. They've got a proven track record, to put it mildly, as a team. And this is the first time, by the way, that Nishimoto and Castillo had played as a team. So they were all trailing Feldman and Stubblefield. And Ron Castillo said that they didn't really get anything going until the third or the fourth hole. But it came down to the 18. Ron played his driver into the middle of the fairway on 18. It was a 440-yard par 4 hole. Got the lagoon that snakes along the entire right side of the hole. Castillo's playing partner, Nishimoto, placed his drive into the fairway. But he came up short on his second shot and ended up, of course, in the drink. Feldman's drive was just off the left side fairway in the rough. Knocked his approach into the hazard just off the green. Stubblefield ended up in the fairway bunker off of his drive. He was forced to lay up, only to then knock his third shot into the drink. Okay, so Castillo has his eyes on the pin, knocks his 4-iron to within 12 feet of the flag. Feldman played his shot from the hazard, only to have it roll back in the hazard. Are you getting this? Two guys are in the drink, one guy's in the hazard, can't get out of the hazard. Castillo manages to get 12 feet of the flag. Boy, now he's got to sink his 20-foot birdie putt. This is Feldman, because he's got to force the playoff. Feldman comes up short, ends up with a double bogey. Castillo's goal, of course, is to two-putt for the win. I gave myself a little longer second putt than I planned, but I was able to sink it for the par on 18, putting Wade and I one stroke ahead. And that's That's a really awesome play. And Wade is coming off an injury, so he was playing a little bit more defensively, and Ron was able to play a bit more aggressively, which is kind of Ron's style anyway. So it was really, really awesome. Then we had Alika Bell. And I want to thank 808golf.com for keeping track of all of our local scores and all the local stories. He won the Barbers Point Invitational, but it was, you know, it wasn't easy, okay? He started the day with a two-stroke lead over Rudy Caballar, and he was five over Brandon Kopp. Now, Alika Bell and Rudy Caballar are kids. Brandon Kopp, he's got his own business. He's been playing amateur golf for a long time. I'm not going to say how long. But Alika managed to hang on to the victory, even though Caballar did not give up. In fact, he was in the lead. Caballar birdied six holes, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, and 14. Bell took a double bogey on five. It was a very short par three. You know, it's one of those, par threes can really get you. But Caballar tapped in for the birdie on 14, found himself ahead in the tournament for the first time. Two shots, only a few holes to play, right? Alika doesn't give up. Okay, he's won before, so he knows he can win. It's a short par five, the 15th. He hits first off the tee. Caballar put himself in trouble, but he punched out, positioned his third shot perfectly, 3 yards in front of the putting surface, facing an easy front pin position. Four shots later, though, Caballar walks off the green with a double bogey seven and saw, of course, his two-stroke lead vaporize to a one-shot disadvantage that Bell wouldn't give up again. Amazing. The low round of the day was shot by Sean Mikava, shot a 65, tied for fourth, or actually finished fourth, period. The A-flight winner was Ray Cabado with a score of 225. B-flight winner was Elmer Tadley, and the senior flight winner was Carl Ho. Congratulations to all of you. If you want to get in on the Mauna Lani Resort, it's the 87th Big Island Amateur. This is the event on the Big Island for amateurs. It's been going on since 1924. It's the 87th Big Island Amateur Golf Championship, July 31st, August 1st. The venue is North Course, Mauna Lani, on the Kohala Coast. It's beautiful. Kona's Greg Molfino is the defending champion. He went into extra hole sudden-death playoff with Clayton Amuro of Hilo last year. And some of the past champions to successful careers after winning as now they're golf professionals, Steve Variato, Dennis Rose, Alan Teixeira, Lance Taketa, Troy Tamiya, Lee Hardy. So that's something for folks on the Big Island. And the 2010 U.S. Army Hawaii Amateur Invitational Golf Tournament at Leilua, really pretty course. You know, you can't always play the military courses, but this is one that you could play August 5th through 17th. This is, of course, competition, August 5th through 7th, the 2010 U.S. Army Hawaii Amateur Invitational. Defending champ Ryan Perez, I'll have to get in touch with him and see if he's going to be, because he's on the e-golf tour, traveling around. Tad Fujikawa, of course, over there as well. So we'll take a break, come back with hopefully Ted Vickie. He's really teasing me, because he was supposed to be on during the Open last week from the 17th, but he couldn't catch a signal. He's supposed to be on this week to tell us exactly how fabulous it was to be there or be square. Yo, Ted, where are you? We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991, guarding your business, buildings, and retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. You can join the Star Team. We're looking for a few good men and women. Call Star Protection Agency at 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back to the clubhouse. We have another qualifier for our Aloha Team Classic Maui Flyaway. Now, if you, you know, want to play in the Aloha Team Classic, you can always sign up, and you can tell them that you heard about it on the golf club, and you get a $100 discount. The Aloha Team Classic is three rounds of golf the week of October 16th through the 21st, and it's at the, first of all, Kapalua Plantation Course, and at Kapalua, the Bay Course, and at Ka'anapali. Now, the Ka'anapali is where the champions Wendy Skins is played. So it's a whole lot of fun. You get in this contest that we're doing to just get you there, okay? This doesn't mean you have to sign up to play, but you will raise money for charities by signing up to play. And if you do sign up after you've won, you get a $300 discount. Okay, so the trip to Maui, October 16th to the 21st. This package includes the round-trip ticket for two on Go Mokulele, five nights accommodations at the Outrigger Napili Shores for two, double occupancy. A rental car for 6 days with Hertz. A round of golf for two at the Ka'anapali Kai Course. Two tickets for the Aloha Team Classic 2010 Sunset Reception on October 17th. And that's when you'll meet all the people who are in the tournament, including the LPGA players who are coming out. And you'll get two tickets for the Aloha Team Classic 2010 dinner finale on October 20th. So if you are the 18th caller, call now, 808. Make that 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. At the DuraMed Futures Tour, Lori Estedas is in the lead with Natanya Strings Wong and Sophia Sheridan and Cindy LaCrosse and Miriam Nagy, Christine Cho, Jessica Shepley, Dewey Claire Scheffel, and Lucy Nunn and Christine Song. Big leaderboard here. Four tied for first and five or six tied for fifth. It's amazing. This leaderboard just gets more tight. Shooting 67s and 68s and 69, 70. These girls are really playing strong. This is the tour Lahua Wise plays on from Kauai, and I was just looking on the leaderboard, skimming through it, trying to find where she is. I don't see her right now. And, of course, we've also had guests from the DuraMed Futures Tour on the show, trying to see if they've made the cut or they will. They still have another round to play before the cut is actually determined. So while we're waiting for our Aloha Team Classic qualifier, looks like Ted Vicky is going to have to call in another time. And it's really a shame because, you know, he spent a week in St. Andrews, and he met a lot of great people in St. Andrews. And because of the fun time he had standing on the 17th at the Open for 4 or 5 days, he had such a great time, that they're going to go play golf, have a golf holiday in late spring of 2011. And I just wanted to talk to him about the accommodations. You know, we had Bob Bupka on from the Open last weekend, and he was talking about how great it is to be in the city, St. Andrews itself. It's so close. I mean, you walk out, and there's the golf course. And there's lots of golf courses. They're everywhere. And they're like parks, city parks. even more open than city parks. You need to take the dogs out, have a picnic display. It's just fun. The initial plan that they've got, like, to play one a day, play six or seven or eight rounds of golf over a 7 to 10 day period. I think that's such a good plan, to do it with friends. So that's what he and some friends are going to do. And he said in his email to me, he says, I can't believe I'm going to suggest this, but the St. Andrews Hostel for the money is a great option, a great place to stay. He paid $25 a night, and that's a really good deal. So they're also looking at some other options, like renting a house for a week, depending on how many golfers get involved, and then he's bringing a personal chef. Maybe one of the chefs can be paid for by, you know, the group that's going, so that you have somebody taking care of your meals, and they can play some golf, too. Courses are yet to be determined. I think that's great. Stuart Katz and Debbie Katz, they founded the Aloha Team Classic, and they're wrapping up their trip to Scotland, I think going to Chicago. But it's just very exciting, the whole thing there. If you'd like to play Waikoloa Beach Resort, on the Big Island, they're having a clinic and a nine-hole scramble, just for fun. And you can do that on the 27th. That's the next date. It's a Tuesday at 3:30 in the afternoon. A 30-minute personalized instruction from their golf professional staff, and then you get to play in the nine-hole scramble. I think that's great, because it's almost like having a playing lesson. You know, you've just had a clinic, and then you get to go out and play those nine holes. And congratulations, Gary Wax of Honolulu. You are our second qualifier for our Aloha Team Classic tournament, Maui Flyaway. And that's in October. And so we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call. When you walk into your office or get up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? Turn on your computer and check your mail. Oh no, what does that mean? The hard drive can't be located. Whether it's a PC or Mac, desktop, laptop, network, whatever your problem, call the computer doctor on Nimitz Highway next to Eagle Cafe. Bring it in or call for an on-site appointment. The computer doctor is there to get you back up and running fast. When you need service or want the right new computer, call 532-7213. The computer doctor is on call. We are proud to support our armed forces and their families for your sacrifice for our country. Whether you are Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, or Coast Guard, we appreciate the hard work and dedication of our servicemen and women. From Hawaii's shores, across the Pacific, and around the world, you help keep America the land of the free and the home of the brave. Your service to our country has never been more important. Whether you are serving now or in the past, from all of us at Floors of Hawaii, we salute you.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Speaking of people, Ryan Perez, he may be here to defend his title, the U.S. Army Invitational at Leilehua. He did not make the cut at the Forest Oaks Classic, at Forest Oaks Country Club, in High Point Country Club, Willow Creek. But Tad Fujikawa finished tied for 11th, 13 under. You know, 13 under only gets you tied for 11th. These guys are really playing strong. Drew Weaver won, shot a 66, 68, 72, 65 for a total 271, and just four strokes back, you know, you're tied for 11th. It's really rugged. They're just finishing their fourth round now with Tad Fujikawa right now, 275 and tied for 11th. So, wow, we've got some really great golf. Dean Wilson. Dean Wilson is in the lead at the top of the leaderboard, and he's at the RBC. That's on the PGA Tour, trying to, of course, get his card back after losing his card last year, having to play. It's really difficult playing provisional like that. You've got to, you know, you never know what your schedule's going to be. You never know where you're going to be next, and you never know whether you're going to be able to pay your expenses. That's one of the tough things about playing this game and being on the Futures Tour, and even Christina Kim talks about it. And one of the things that Christina, I did not make the cut at the Avion, but she did certainly charge things up a little bit online, on Twitter. And she mentioned something, I responded to her too, but she talked about a champion on the LPGA Tour who pretty much swore at one of the officials. And she said that is just so inappropriate, rude, unprofessional. Just because she dropped off the leaderboard doesn't mean she should say that. You know? What I said to Christina in my response to her on Twitter was that I commended her for calling the player out for swearing at the official. Because you've got to police yourself, your organization, the LPGA. You have to be, because what if nobody had said anything? What if, and then it came out later that so-and-so did such-and-such. We don't know who the player is. She may not have used the language that Christina Kim originally posted on Twitter. It may have not been as rude or lewd. But you don't treat officials like that. They're giving of their time. They're not paid. They're doing the best they can to make sure everything is working right. Without them, it'd be chaos. So you just don't treat people like that. It's also not good to jump to conclusions, to assume that so-and-so did it. You know, some people were saying it's so, this person, it's this person. Christina said, hey, don't make assumptions. It's just, it wasn't appropriate that that person do that. Anybody. No one should do that. No one should swear at anyone, certainly not an official, and you should be reprimanded for it. And from that point of view, I really liked what she did, because if Tiger Woods had done that, it would have been front page news. Everybody and everybody would have been talking about it, and you know, lambasting him for his rude behavior, not just swearing at himself on the course, but swearing at somebody else. But so congratulations to Christina Kim for bringing that up. And, you know, watch out. When you're on the course, you know, your behavior is everything. And congratulations to Morgan Pressel for being at the top of the leaderboard. And come on, Michelle, give us a good one. You never can't give up. You never know what will happen tomorrow. The Golf Club is brought to you by Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Excellent service. Expert knowledge and work and product you can count on statewide around the state of Hawaii. It is Alakai Mechanical. Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property. They're here in Hawaii. They're in California. Foot Patrol, building security, shopping centers. Whether you need help or you'd like to join the Star Team, call Star Protection. The Computer Doctor. Whether it's a PC or a Mac, a desktop, a laptop, if your network's malfunctioning, they'll come right to you. Or if you'd like to carry the thing in and say, hey, help me fix it, you can do that too. They're on Nimitz right next to Eagle Cafe. Computer Doctor, on call. Hawaii Golf, news and travel. Thank you, Norm Gunter. 808golf.com. Moon Physical Therapy, the endless pool. I'm going to get into it soon because everybody's got an injury. You know, youngsters, oldsters, you got a knee problem, you got a hip problem, you got a shoulder that's bothering you. You can be in college and have a knee problem already. Ah, yeah, I know. So go to see Moon Physical Therapy. Doctor recommended, insurance approved. Whether you're hurt, workman's comp, or a motorcycle, motor accident, whatever it is, you're on ward across from the Sports Authority. We achieve results. Moon Physical Therapy. And Floors of Hawaii, just off Dillingham and Waiakumilo, the only company that recycles carpet. Go green with Floors of Hawaii. Almost sounds like Ted Vickie's joining us right now. No, not quite. Okay. Catch the Golf Club, radiogolfclub.com. We're on all the time. The shows are archived there for you. So if you miss the show, you can start from the beginning, and you can listen to all the shows. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. KGOH-FM 99.9. KONI-FM 104.7. KTUA-AM 670. KUMU-AM 1500. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
This broadcast is copyright of the Golf Club Radio Show 2010.